We are in Simen Lamed Beis, in the middle of Sif Gimel. We had learned yesterday, the beginning of the Sif, Yichtevein Vidyoy Shocher. The parashis of the Tefillin should be written in black ink. Now let's skip down to the third line. Kosav Afilo Ois Achas, but if it written even one Ois, Bisha'o Minei Tzivayimim, he wrote one ois with a different ink, red, green. Oy bezahav, or he melted gold and he wrote an ois with zahav. Harayelu ksula. So it is possible, because the halacha is that the tefillin have to be written bidyoy, and he had not written it bidyoy. Let us see the Mishneh Berurah. His cotton test, Kosav Afilu Ois Achas, he wrote one Ois, not with Yoy. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Lav Davke, not that it's possible if he wrote a complete Ois. He wrote a complete Ois with another color. Tu Adin Mitzas Ois, Afilu a Chelik of a Ois. Kegain kaitzai shel yud, the kaitz of the yud is also possible. We'll discuss exactly later what the kaitzai shel yud is. But the kaitzai shel yud is a chelik of an ois, which is an essential chelik of the ois, and that was everything was written with the yoy, and this was written in a different color. It's possible. Bishal minei tzivoinim, other colors. She'enam shocher, it's not black. The yay has to have is black during ha'odayim. So he wrote a nice red, v'hayolik, green, chiyetze behem. So that is possible. Now, im zorak afrois zohov al ha'oishiyeis. What happens, let's see, the oishiyeis were still wettish, and he took golden powder, he had taken gold and ground it into a powder, and now he threw over this golden powder on the oisius. So you have, in reality, two ksavim. You have a ksav al gabe ksav. That means the bottom ksav is black. That's the dyoi. But there's another ksav on top of it. Gold. There's a golden ksav on top of the bottom ois. So at the present time, it could be ksav al gabe ksav is possible. So the top ksav will passel the bottom ksav. But there is an Eitzah in this case, since in this case the top ksav was created by a golden powder that got stuck to the bottom oisius. So if he can remove the golden powder, the yishoyer ksav atachta in the kosher, and the bottom ksav will remain is kosher. So that means the top ksav is only passeling the bottom ksav kolzman it is there. But if he'll remove the top ksav, he'll scratch it off. We're speaking about this, a golden powder which is over the ksav, and it can readily remove this powder. And I remain with the previous ksav. Is kosher, the kosher, so he can do this, and it will be kosher. What does the Mishneh Berurah say? Mavir hazov, so he takes off this golden powder. Ba'af al gav, the chozman she'ein mavir posel. That means, at the present time, one cannot use these parshiyos, because there's a golden ksav covering the ksav of the oy. Tachsav ha'elyoin mevatel tachsav ha'tachtin. That means what is exposed to the eye, we do not see the tachsav of the eye. We see the golden tachsav. So that is considered tachsav agabi tachsav. And this chiluk edei is, if the top tachsav is bekoyach to be mevatel the bottom tachsav, and bitul means Kozman, the bottom ksav is not visible, so we only see the top ksav, which is not a ksav of Dioi, so it is possible. But so now, by scratching it off, Leimikri al-yedei ha-avore ksiva shaloi kisito. But by scratching it off, it's not considered that it is being written shaloi kisidro. That means one will say that the bottom oisius were written previously. Now they became posel. Through the afrezov. So he's going to make it. It's like he's creating now a new ksav, and this new ksav came after the old ksav. So he says that's not true. Kivin she'ein koisev ki'im mavir. That means I'm not writing now. I'm removing the, that means Kozman, the golden powder is over the Oisius. So the bottom ksav, since it's not visible, so I can't use it. But the minute I remove the golden powder, which is removable, it's a powder, we can remove it, so then I'm back with the old ksav. It's not considered that I'm writing again. I'm exposing the bottom ksav. Kozman, the bottom ksav is not exposed. We can't use it. There's a psul of ksav agabi ksav, but the minute I expose it, I have the previous ksav. The nisha ksava tachte memela. Memela, this is muta. And the mucha, the dirshu brings down a very interesting shaila from Tzvi Pesach Frank. That means the reason there's a problem, if I covered it with golden powder, the ksav ha'elyoin mevato ksava tachte. And the purpose of the reason of the bittul is because the bottom ksav is now not visible, so that's why it's mevatel. So if Tzvi Pesach Frank tells her shaila, what if I'll put a coating that you can see through this? I'll put on the coating over the oisius, and with that I'll gain a lot. I'll ensure they won't get erased, and there won't be any psula. And I see the bottom ice. Here I see the bottom ice. The top ksav is not at all interfering with the visibility of the bottom ksav. So he clears a shaila. If it's good, if it's not good, he blows my tochi. Talk upon him. That's not a nature what to do. Now let us go a little further. Avol, so the while we had the three halachas, you cannot write with an ink that is not black. You need the eye. If you he had written with the eye and then you powdered it with a golden powder, so Kozman, the golden powder is on it. It's possible because the bottom ksav is not visible. You remove the golden powder, it will be kosher. Now, the Mechaber says, Vayka avo, im zorak azov, al ois meyas korex. What happened if he powdered one of the oisies of the Haskoros Hashem? That means he had written the Shem, and he wanted to, this Hashem, he told him, this is the Shem. So he went and he powdered the Shem. So then someone tapped him on the shoulder. He said, you know, you just made it puzzle because you can't see the Shem. Right. So now, so he says, so, okay, I'll take it off. I made a mistake. So the Mechaber says, ain lo yitakone. No. You did something it cannot be fixed. Lefi she'osa lahaver hazo mishum davi kimoichik es Hashem. It is like I'm moichik the Shem. We'll explain this soon. Let us just see the Bir Haloche, who explains this. Now we have to understand the Mechaber said it's ke moichik es Hashem. That means halachically it's really not a moichik es Hashem, but it's similar to a moichik es Hashem, and therefore one should not do. Avol moichik mamish lehave. Denisha ksav hatachte. So let's see the first part of the Bir Haloche. That means it's not called I was moichik Hashem, because whatever I take off, underneath it is the Shem. So my removing the golden powder from this Shem is not bringing about a mechikas Hashem, because if I remove it, I still have my Shem. So that's not called I was mechikas Hashem, because if I remove it, it's still called mechikas. I still have the Shem. So that is not considered a derais like a mechike. We'll see in a minute. Very good. But before we go to what the problem is, the Dirshut gives a mechike moshul lahaloche. Let us say I have a Shem, and let's say I have a regal of a hay. The regal of the hay, and it's a thick regal. And I want to go and I want to make it a little thinner. So you don't have to do it. But Al Kapod, let's say the Rabbanon, the Kemechike. In a Torah, it's not called the Mechike. Because after I thinned out the regal, I still have a regal, I still have a hay over here. So that's not a deraisa dike mechike, but it's a drabon dike mechike. And there it's good, because I was mechik b'shem, taki, I was mechik b'shem. So the Prima Godim said, but so the mechike is, there was a shem made out of golden powder. There was such a shem, and that shem I erased. So a deraisa dike mechike sa shem is non-existent, because after whatever I did, I still have the Shem. But there's a Rabbanan de Kemechikas Hashem, because the coating of the golden powder over the Shem was also a Shem. That means there was a golden Shem over here. And that golden Shem I took away. So even though after I took it away, I still have a Shem. So just like if I have a thick ice and I thin it out, I also have a Shem in a Teretz and a Mechike, but Kaponim, mit Rabbonim will be a Mechike, because it's called, there was a Mechike's Hashem from taking away the golden powder. But the Prima Godim says, from this Mechaba, we see not like a Shach. There's a Mechike Shach in Yeredeye. The Shach says in Yeredeye, that the Issa of Mechikas Hashem was only said if the Shem was written B'Kedusha. Then it has a Shem Hashem. Let's talk about that you had Aleph Lamed. Aleph Lamed, it could be El, it could be Kael. So it was written B'Kedusha L'Shem Kael, so for Shem. If it was not written B'Kedusha, he wrote an Aleph and a Lamed, so the Shach says there's no Issa Mechike. The whole Issa Mechike is there. If it has Hashem, Hashem, then one is not permitted to be Mechik Hashem. If it doesn't have Hashem, it doesn't have a Kedusha Hashem, it's good. So the Prima Godim asks, in this case over here, when he glittered the Shem, he had no intention just wanted to beautify the Shem, but it was written Shalei B'Kedusha. V'af al Pikein, it says it's Osir, and the Isir is not, the Midarabon is because I'm taking away Hashem, so we see Hashem Shalei B'Kedusha, also there's an Isir Mechik. Okay, so that is this halacha. See, what? Yes, it's back in the Yevon. No, but it is. I don't know. That I don't know. That's a good cash. I don't know. It's the same thing because it's not here. You're right. I don't know why he specifically mentions Zov. I don't know. That's a good kasha. Sif Dalet. Now, Sif Dalet, now we have to the Per Aloche. We have beautiful tzeilim, so we will know what we were speaking about. Okay, let's just start to tell it. Tzarich, Tzarich shleitid bak shum ois b'chaboto. And this is the loche of mukif gvil. Mukif gvil means that every ois should be surrounded with cloth. And there should not be a negia between one ois and the second ois. And let's just say that the beginning of the mechaber, then we'll see in the pe'er aloche exactly what he means. Tzarech shaloi tidbak shum ois b'chavoto. There should not be any connection, any attachment between one ois and the other ois. Ela kol ois tia mukefis gvil. Every ois should be surrounded with cloth. It should not in any way touch another ois. Okay, so now let us just see for 1 minute this halacha. We see here the per halacha. Let's look at the word asev. The asev will look, the rosh asmali of the ayin and the rosh hayimini of the seen are touching one another. That's the case over here. The ayin, the rosh hashmal is touching, one is touching the other. So memele, so that's awesome. It should be, what? That's right. So therefore, it should be like this. We have how it should be properly written. Here, this is not touching, the ayin is not touching the scene. So memele, that's what it should be. That is what, well, that we're going to speak about soon. So we speak about this soon. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
Are you studying B'Shem Hashem
also? No, B'Shem Hashem is Zichron Ozer, so then you have B'Shem Mechikas Hashem. B'Chavoto.
B'Shem Hashem also has the separation,
right? Yeah, definitely. B'Chavoto. V'im. Now, Anu Shaila. V'im Ho'ois HaGodel. Now, if Vim Ha'ois Godu, if the ois is large, V'nidbak B'Soifoi, and it got connected by the end of the ois, V'oifen, Shim Nigrar Masha Dovak, if it will scratch away the chelik, what is attached, Mikol Mokim Yishoyer Tzuras Ois, Yesh machshirin v'yesh poifut. So first, let us see what he's talking about. Now, Now here, he hears here in picture 8, he hears here lemur. So the lemur he made that the mem, the regal of the mem, is touching the regal of the resh. That's the case over here, that's this case. So touching the regal of the mem is touching the regal of the resh. Now, in this case, you can readily see that it's a mem and it's a resh. That means the mem and the resh are, you can see this is a mem and this is a resh, even though they're touching. Now, we will see if you will go and, since you have a tzuras mem, and you have a tzuras resh, so it's considered halachically the oisiyas were written. I have a mem and I have a resh. You have a mem and a resh and a problem. The problem is because the seif ha-mem is touching the seif of the resh. That is the problem. So now there's a machleik, but this problem theoretically can be easily corrected. That means I'll scratch off the mokim ha-nigiyah. So then there's a problem. That means because if I scratch it off, I still have a tzuras hamem. I still have a tzuras haresh, which I had all the time. So if I scratch it off, it will zicha be kosher, according to everyone. But now there's a big machlokes. Others say you don't even have to scratch it off. Kol ha-roi le-bila and bila makeres. But since this can readily be Niskan, I can fix it, I can just scratch it off. I have two kosher oisiyas with a problem which can be easily solved. So I'll just say so. So it's kosher. It's kosher, even though you didn't solve the problem by scratching it off. But it is not necessary b'poil to scratch it off. That's one day. A second day you hold, no. Kol zman, they're touching, that's a problem. We can't ignore the problem. That when you're capable of fixing the problem, very good. But please do it. But Kozman, you don't do it. You have two kosher oisis with a problem, and it's possible. Now let's see the Mishnah board. The ma'ais godel, you have a large ois. The nidbak b'soif ois. It means the ois was written b'kasher. And by the end of the ice, it got attached with another ice, poison. And it's such a ice, and shim nigrar masha dovak, you'll scratch away that which is connected. Mikol mokim yishoyer tzuras ice, there will remain a tzuras ice. Yesh machshirem. So others say, this is kosher. That's right. V'yesh poiswit. V'iskimu achoinem lahachmer, that you should be machmer, you should fix it. Alkein tzorich ligrer mokeim hadovek, so you have to scratch it away. V'av b'tvilin u'mezuzes ma'anitikin. Now, so even though b'asher u'shom is a psul of mukiv gvil, it's possible taket, and now I'm being misakin, it so comes that now these oisiyas become kosher. Mahani tikkun, it helps kima dulei nishtane tzuras ha'is mikoydim. That means the din of kesidra means the oisiyos have to be written in succession, one after the other. So the oisiyos are written. I have a mem now, and I have a resh now. No, I have a problem also now. So by taking away the problem, there's no chesaron of kesidron, because the ksiva was kesidron. Kiven the loy nishtane tzuras ha'is mikoydem, since it was nishtane tzuras ha'is. Yeah. Yeah, because it's kol haroi. There's such a concept, kol haroi lebila and bila makeves boy. That's by menoches. That means if there is enough place in the keli, you could mix that you could mix up the correct amount of oil and flour in it, even though it wasn't mixed up. But since it could be done, this is sufficient. So that there's such a tantrum. What? No, it's similar, not a color. It's the same thing. There's a loch, you need bil. So it matters where it's touching. Because of the, that means, even though it is touching, I still have the tzuras ha'is, because it's touching at the end of the ice. So then there's a slogan to say, so I have to get rid of the psul, but since I can get rid of it, so it is, I don't have to get rid of it. Others hold the pail, I have to get rid of it. And it's brought down, this is Mordik Negeya, if a person was Oyla L'Teire, and he finds that there's a Negeya between, such a similar case as Negeya between ice and the other ice. So we have here this Tzak. So if we will learn, Poshet, so we will learn that, look, there's two days. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatrila, one should be Machmer. One should be Machmer. And L'chachmer should be Machmer. So Machmer means that you should be Machmer if you could be Machmer. What if you can't be Machmer? So it's brought down if a person got an aliyah and now he sees his negiyah. If he has the capability, he has a similar case, it's touching by the end of those. So if it's capable, take out something and separate the two issues, he should do it. If not, let's see, Shabbos, he can't do it. So with the other, it's good because it was Samech on the day that it, since it's theoretically it can be done, so halachically it's kosher. That's this halacha of Mukif Gvil, that every ois has to be Mukif Gvil. Now, that's one halacha. Kol ois, the kol ois shei mukefes gvil, v'afilu ha'ois ha'achrein, let's say the last ois meyashita tzricha liyos mukefes gvil, me'arba v'chaser, likubu afilu b'dievet, will come on the same Sifta Zayin. But through him, Yechzer HaKof is Gvil Ma'akoit Shol HaYud, Gam Kein Posuruch, Ve'isab of Nochet Tatchof Tes, Tachol Protei Din Ezer Ayin, will come on the Sifta Zayin. Now, let us just explain. We said the Yisoid HaLoche is each ois has to be surrounded with cloth. And if one ois touches the other ois, so, because it's not surrounded with cloth, that was the problem. So now let's speak about another case. Let's speak about this case here. I hear the cloth ended right over here, and the roish of the mem went mamish till the end of the cloth. Or he had a yud, and the kites of the yud. We'll see the kites of the yud. This is called the kites of the yud. The kites of the yud. Not Tagi Kites, the Kites of the Yud. Here's a Yud without anything. The pointy part. Now, there's two pointy parts. There's one on the left side of the Yud. The right side is the regal of the Yud. That's the Yud. That's the Tzuras HaYud. This is a Yud. See, here's three pictures. The middle picture is a Yud without any Tagim, without any Kites. Now, the kites of the yud is, that he has here, the yud, you should put a kites underneath the bottom of the gag of the yud, a small kites slanted, that's right. Then there's another one should be on the top also. So he says, so if the kites of the yud, let's say, ended by the cloth, the cloth ended over here, and I made the kites. No, you cut off the cloth.
But there's two lines.
No, because he passed. Yeah, he didn't. He passed the line. Yeah, no, that means the cloth. Let's say by Tzulun Shol Yah. Bifulin Shaloi, she had four klofim. Now, so each klof, he wrote on the klof, and he went over to the end of the klof.
The back
of it? Not to the end. This is the klof. Here's the klof. This is the klof. And he wrote a yud right over here by the end, and the kites went almost to the end of the klof. So now you look at the kites, there's no space around the kites.
The yud is
possible because the klof is finished. The yud is possible because that kite is not surrounded by the klof. Everything is in the but he went stuck out a little bit. Akasha
Mamaisa. But
yeah. Yes, 100%. But it's possible because halacha is every chalik of the ois has to be surrounded with klof. And this, you wait till the end. I have the.
It's not missing, but
that's right. That you're 100% right. Possible. You know why it's possible? Because that chalik, which is an essential chalik, has to be surrounded with klof.
That is the border.
Not the border. You're going to the end of the klof. I passed that already. That is not makiv b'di'evit. That border is not makiv b'di'evit. But it went out till the end of the klof. I went out to the end of the klof. Akasha. We'll talk about that. That's another thing. Here we're talking about oisiv. We'll talk about that. Here till now we're talking about oisiv. That's what we're talking about till now. Tagin is a bir aloche. Now, so just one second. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, he wrote the yud at the end.
But the yud is still there.
Yeah, but the kite stuck out a little bit, and the kite is not surrounded with klof.
If I wrote yud like that.
Yeah.
If I wrote like that, and then the point is going like that.
That's right.
What's that? But they because the yud.
But this.
But who told me to stop over there?
No one told you.
Yeah, but everything is in order.
Yeah. It's no problem.
So
but the apostles, No.
By this line, I don't have an issue.
If you follow the line, that's right. If you stay in line, you don't have an issue. If you stay in line, you don't have an issue. But if you go to the end and somehow... it's possible. Because there's a law, every chalik of those has to be surrounded with klof. This could be, because the 11 could be to a law, let's see. Let's see. I don't know. What we're learning now, there's no difference to that. Okay, now let's just go a little further. That we'll see later. Now we mentioned what happens if there was a negiya by the tagim? Yeah. So now let us adjust. This is a bit aloha, but he brings it down. Then I'll show them the picture. V'im tag echad devuke bechavoto. Now you have tagim. Now what happens if the tagim are attached one with another? Yesh nafkemine. Dima tagim shalois kufet dovak echod bechaveiroi. That means you have three tagim on a nois, and theoretically, each tag is like three straight lines going up, and none of the tagim touch. That's how a tag should be. So what if you have, then let's say, they have three tagim, and the one tag is touching the other tag on the bottom. So from the same ice. So there, this das karama leaf soil. That's what, yeah. Yeah. Now, what happens if one tag, so that's the other soul that's puzzled, if the tagim and the ois alone, one touches the other. Now, case number two, a tag shel ois echad negeya b'tag sheba ois she'etzloi. But what is if one tag from one ois touches a tag from another ois? So there's a machloikis, or they say, lechatchile should be machma, but the yevid will be kosher. And if you'll be goyre, it will zicher be good. So now, let's just see what we're talking about. So let's say, here we have two cases. We have here, Eretz Zovas. He hears here, and then the tzaddik in the Zovas. So the tag on top of the tzaddik is, well, the last tag is touching the tag of the Zion, over the Zion. So this is a case, you have two letters, and one is touching the other. So there's chilukei deis, if it's good, aber kaponim gereza will zicher help over here. By the same ois, it's not poshut. That means by the ois, that means here you have a Zion, and the two tagim of the Zion are touching one another. By the top, yes, so here, no, that's another problem. The Yemazayim, over here, the two tagim are touching one another. So there could be, that's not scraping.
What happened
to the
tagim with Shem?
I don't know. At the present time, I don't know yet. Often, we'll finish the sin and we'll get a little smarter. I don't know. Okay. Now, let us go further. So, the vow we learned, the first halacha, it has to be mukiv kvil. The second halacha, it should be mukiv kvil. And then, ago, the yichtayv ksiva tamo, and the tzav should be complete. Shloyechsa afilu kutzay shel yud. Now ksivo tamba, that means it should be a clear tzav. Dahainu shloyichtov basin kofin basin zainin nunin zainin b'chol ki yotzei bozeh. So here he means like this. Here we have a very good picture over here. Here's a base, here's a chof. The base is square, and then the chof is roundish. A zayin and an endanun theoretically are the same. The difference is that an endanun has a longer regal than a zayin. So he said it should be a ksiva tama. That means when you write the ois, you shouldn't have to squint and try to figure out if it's a base or a zayin or an endanun. It should be a ksiva tama, that's number one. And number two, you should see that the yud should have a koitz. That's the second halacha. It says over here. Oh, that's called the koitz. The other is called the regal, the other is called maybe a tag. So that's the sin. Shleyecha afilu koitzei shal yud. V'yiyya mituyog kehilchosoi. It should have the proper tagim. And here, this is the proper tagim. That means these oishis only tagim. They were written without tagim. And now he says you have to put tagim on all the oishis. Shatnes, case. Yeah, so these oishis, so these are without the tagim. You have to make sure all these oishis have tagim. That's it over here. Okay. What? I think so. I'm not sure. We'll get the... Friday, I told you. We got that Friday. We got Friday. These are tefillin. Someone...